Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. Just wanted to call to congratulate you on your anniversary for the best-looking, smartest, and, of course, most humble fellow I know.
And, of course, you're the best Italian restaurant chooser I know in New York.
It's been great blowing hot air with you over the years.
Sending you a huge hug and a smooch. Mwah!
Welcome back. 7 to the hour, celebrating third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. Pam Harper's our guest. She's been here a whole lot of that time, about 13 years of that time. She's been hanging out with us as one of our great management gurus in the Brain Trust. She's the author of Preventing Strategic Gridlock. You need to check out her and her husband Scott's outstanding radio program, Growth Igniters Radio. Pam, give us the website and tell us about the radio program, when it's available, and where the book is.
Well, the book's on Amazon. The Growth Igniter Radio podcast is available anywhere you pick up podcasts. If you subscribe to GrowthIgnitersRadio.com, you actually also get some additional posts that can be very valuable, so people tell us, and we're all about value here.
Right.
So GrowthIgnitersRadio.com, business advancement is businessadvance.com.
All right. So check that out. And folks, if you follow Pam, you'll get smarter, I promise you. And you'll thank me later. Hey, Pam, we're talking about connection, quality connections, and what folks, whether that's regardless of the method you use, regardless if you're writing a letter, if you're dropping a card, if you're emailing them, if you're calling them, if you're taking them to lunch, if you're checking in on LinkedIn, whatever it might be, make sure there's something. You know, I have this thing that I've been telling people for a long time. Whenever you are creating some kind of something on your website, whenever you're billing online, make sure that whenever a customer or a prospect uses your technology, make sure that there's always something in it for them. Whatever they do on your website, that there's something in it for them. Isn't that a good way to think about these connections you've been helping us with? Make sure that if there's a connection, if you make a connection, first, the first order of business is what is in it for them for even taking the time to listen to me or to hear me or to see me. And so if you do that, then you also have to think about, though, as you have talked to us about, some of the methods of connecting. And what I just got through saying might be a little bit different. Sometimes those are shorter, sometimes they're longer. What do you think?
Absolutely. I want to go back and emphasize that what we started talking about in the first segment, user experience rules, fast, seamless, personalized service, all of that goes to always adding value. Excuse me. Always adding value to whatever you do, whether or not you're selling in a sense, we're always doing that. But we're also learning. And I think that it's important to recognize that we connect for a variety of reasons. And it's okay to do that, because when you're learning, you're also able to give more value. But I think focusing on what is going to be relevant and the methods of doing that, I think we all know networking, going to friends of our friends, going to conferences that are not usual for you. Mm-hmm. I can't emphasize
out of your comfort zone a little bit.
Out of your comfort zone. And when I say conference, I guess whether you're talking about being in your own town or whether you're, on the other side of the world, going and learning again about what is going on, not just with your customers, but with their customers. I'm starting to see more people doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And that is going to be important, because that's going to dictate, for example, whether you might be more interested in having more of a digital platform than you already do. At the same time as how are you going to have a high touch? I think that's going to be one of the biggest trends we're going to see this year, is the duality of high digital, the digital platform combined with high personal
touch. High tech and high touch.
How can you do that?
High tech and high touch. John Nesbitt said it almost 40 years ago. You've ecosystem. You used the word ecosystem once. In about 30 seconds, can you explain what you mean by that?
Everything from who is immediately adjacent to you in terms of people you do business with, your customers, your suppliers, their suppliers, everything we've just been talking about, customers of customers and their customers, so that there's a big community. And you, when you think expansively, you're going to be able to make more and better and more relevant connections, and you're going to add value to each other. And I think that's where the birth and the continuation of business is.
BusinessAdvance.com, right?
Yes.
WealthIgnitersRadio.com, is that right?
Yes, it is.
Okay, hey, Pam, good job today, as always. Come back soon.
Will do, Jim. Thanks.
Pam Harper, ladies and gentlemen, she's the best. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingham, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.